Hey, friend, welcome back to Jesus and Coffee. This morning, I want to talk to you about something that happened to me when I was in church a few weeks ago. So I was sitting in church and the service is already active. Everything's going on. And I hear this kid start crying. And it wasn't like a long cry. It was like a cry, you know, if just one of those in the distance, right? And to me, it was just, oh, a kid crying, you know, from the daycare or whatever in the church. But I saw one mom get up and leave, just one. And I said, oh, that was her child. And immediately I thought to myself, that mama knew her child's voice. You know, you didn't see every mom that had a small child get up and run out. You saw one mom notice her child scream and leave out of the sanctuary to go find out what was going on, right? And I thought to myself, that is exactly how God is with us. Even though there's a lot of noise, you know, the pastor was giving a sermon, music was playing, there was probably people talking, someone was probably blowing their nose, like all kind of things are going on in church. I'm sure there was a lot going on in the daycare, but that cry hit that mom in such a way that she came running. And so as I think about that, I think about the type of father God is to us, right? And there are so many of us. So I know often you can feel like your cries go unheard. Like whatever you are going through right now, maybe you've been praying and you've been fasting and you've been seeking God, or maybe you haven't done any of that. Maybe you've just been living and feeling like, well, God, if you God, you already know what I'm going through. Why are you overlooking me, huh? And I just want to tell you that God hears you. God sees you. God is not missing anything. And I know that sometimes it can be a little difficult to understand, especially when times are getting tough. I remember being a kid in foster care and in group homes and just going through so many bad things, things that literally felt like I was unloved. Like I felt like I was in this world, but no one else knew it. And no one would care if I wasn't here anymore. And that thought planted so many other seeds that convinced me that God either wasn't real or he didn't love me. And as I got older, I came to realize that God is God in every situation. And that although bad things do happen, because there is such a thing as free will and there is evil and, you know, evil people do evil stuff, right? And then sometimes we do evil stuff. Sometimes we make decisions that just don't look like the kind of life we want or the kind of people we want to be. And those consequences don't feel good. But God still finds a way to turn all of that around for our good. You know, all of the things that I went through as a kid and all the bad decisions I made as a young adult, all of the things that I thought meant I would never become anything or go on to do any amazing things, that I had failed so badly that there was no victory attached to my name. And God brought me through so much, and all of those things he now uses not only for my good, but for the good of other people. And so I have to believe that in those seasons where I felt all alone and I was crying myself to sleep, that he heard my cry. And that although he didn't come running to answer me at that moment, he definitely had a plan for it. He definitely helped to heal me, helped to soothe me. And on the other side of all of that pain was such joy that I couldn't even imagine in that moment. So I just want to share with you that if you are finding yourself in a space right now where maybe you're crying yourself to sleep, maybe you're praying over your children and you're thinking, God, why are you not changing them? Maybe your situation is difficult and you're asking God to help you in that situation, not to help you figure out how to be better in it, but to get you out of it. Girl, I've been there. Guys, I understand. I just want to tell you that God does hear you. He knows your cry. Out of billions of people in this world, when you scream out to your Father, he knows your voice and he has a plan for everything that is going on with you. There is nothing the enemy could do to you that God won't use for your good. Nothing. And I know that is hard to understand, but I can tell you I'm a living witness. When foster parents treated me poorly, God used that to my good, that now I can pour into foster children. Now I can help foster parents. When I was a teenage mom and I was so frustrated going to Reading High with my daughter in a stroller, God uses that now so that I can help other kids avoid those same situations. Or I can help children who are maybe teenage parents navigate that space a little better. I can go down the list of times where I royally screwed up, or the enemy stepped in and I obliged. And God said, I got a plan for even that. So everything you're going through in this moment is not in vain, friend. Give it to God and he'll make a masterpiece out of your mess. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I come to you today just grateful. I am so grateful that you just allow me this space. Oh Lord, who am I? You know, who am I that you would choose me to bring others closer to you? That, Lord, you would use our pain, Lord, to bring you victory, Lord. And that you would continue to grow us and continue to mold us in a way that just helps us to become the people that you saw from the beginning. Lord, it is hard. And each one of us are fighting our own battles, some mental health issues, Lord, some spirits of loneliness, some people that just feel like where they're at is where they'll always be, and they just have lost hope. The light at the end of the tunnel just gets dimmer and dimmer, Lord. And I just ask that you would illuminate the space that they're in once again, Lord, that you would let them know that you do hear them, Lord, that you would confirm that everything that you promised them is still going to happen, Lord, and that you have a plan for their life. Lord, I just ask that you would help them to see the good in every condition. Lord, that no matter what they are going through right now, Lord, suffering don't last always. And that even the worst of times have victory written all over them if we stay the course. So, Lord, I just want to thank you for what you are doing even now, even the times we don't understand, even when the enemy slides in and wants to convince us that you aren't who you are. Lord, we thank you for all of it because we know that all of it helps to write the story that brings you glory. Lord, thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your unwavering love, your unconditional way of just loving us in a way that, Lord, we often cannot love ourselves. Lord, thank you for forgiving us. Thank you for sending your son to die so that we may always have the opportunity at better. Lord, so that we have eternal life through you. Lord, so that we can see ourselves in a way that this world does not provide us. Lord, we just ask right now that you would still the voice of the enemy, Lord, that you would break down any barriers between you and your children, Lord, that you would bind up any demons that people are battling right now, Lord, that you would break the chains that hold us to our former selves, Lord, and that you would carve out a pathway that makes the road to our greatest selves a little bit easier. We count it all done in your son, Jesus' name. We thank you for this moment and all of the moments that lie ahead that bring us closer to you. Amen. Have a great day, friend. Share this with a friend and let us all meet together again soon. Later.